A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his apostles, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's enemies will be those of his own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up her cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. Whoever loses her life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet, because that one is a prophet, will receive a prophet's reward. Whoever receives the one who is righteous, because that one is righteous, will receive the righteous one's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of water to one of those little ones to drink, because he is a disciple, amen, I say to you, this one will surely not lose his reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. On the evening of Wednesday, June 17, 2015, a Bible study was going on at the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in downtown Charleston, South Carolina. 9 believers were killed that evening at that Bible study by one person full of hatred of the other. On Thursday, July 9, the governor of South Carolina signed a bill removing the Confederate flag from the grounds of the South Carolina The debate for removing this flag in the South Carolina State House of Representatives was a 13-hour long emotional debate. The governor gave particular credit to the families of the 9 victims from the shooting at the church. The governor's credit was to the family's forgiveness of the white man charged with the killings, saying that their inspirational actions played a major role in the law's passage, removing this symbol of hate from the South Carolina State House. Jesus said, "Do not think I have come to bring peace." 13 hours of emotional debate. Forgiveness did not bring peace. It brought an eruption of truth, clamoring for change. Families split over this South Carolinian symbol. Political parties split over this South Carolinian symbol as truth erupted. Worthiness? Whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. The Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina, received a young 21-year-old man as Christ on the evening of June 17th. To this little one, they offered a cup of cold water. They offered a place in their Bible study. Surely they have received their reward for welcoming the stranger. It is obvious that each of these nine persons, Tywanza Sander, Clementa Pinckney, DePayne Middleton Doctor, Sharonda Coleman Singleton, Cynthia Hurd, Susie Jackson, Ethel Lance, Myra Thompson, and Daniel Simmons. It is obvious that each of them lived what they preached in their town, in their families, in their neighborhoods, in their city, in their state. They took up their cross and found life where it seemed to be lost. So much so that when they left, their families found life where it seemed to be lost. Forgiveness has power. Forgiveness transforms. For in forgiveness, truth erupts. And this eruption creates emotional debate among us. Today, will I pick up my cross? Do I welcome the stranger? Will I let go of despising an other? Today, how will my discipleship preach in my family, in my neighborhood, in my city, in my state? Will it be a discipleship for keeping the peace, or will it be one worthy of truth and the possibility of an eruption?